And it is 8:55 and this May 21st and 54 degrees in Champaign, Urbana. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you. And grain futures are just slightly on the defensive this morning. The overnight trade was down quite a bit, down about a nickel on the corn and beans. But they've come back from those lows. Driving this market are comments coming out of Washington that Iran has at least started mulling over the peace proposals that were put out by the U.S. We'll see what happens there. Certainly the crude oil being up $4 is helping to underpin the grains a little. We do have news that we've got some private people talking about corn plantings being down 1.5 million acres from earlier expectations, and the bean acres to be up that 1.5 million acres. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Really good export bookings on the corn again this past week, not so much on the beans or wheat, but the corn continues to be driven by the export side being pretty active. We do see July corn futures at 466. That's a quarter higher. New crop December, 488 and three quarters. That's down 1/2. The July soybeans, 1198. That's down 1 and three quarters. And new crop November, 1190 and three quarters is 2 and three quarter cents lower. The bean meal's off a fraction. The bean oil is up just a hair. In Chicago, July Chicago wheat, 654 even, down 6.5. The July KC wheat, down 5.25 cents at 693 and three quarters. Livestock side of things, on the defensive again this morning, we do have a cattle on feed report coming out after the close on Friday, and I think we're seeing a lot of positioning going into that report. The number to watch, I think, is going to be this placements number. Placements look like they may be up a hair from a year ago and also from a month ago. Numbers continue to be lower, however. So right now we see the June live cattle, 252.40, down 87, and the August at 243.45, down $1.85. August feeder cattle, 361.37, that's down $4.40. The June live hogs, 96.52, is 75 cents lower, and July's at 101.07, down 92. Those summer hogs are sure losing ground in here over the last couple of weeks' time. On the outside markets, we've got the gold and silver futures both lower this morning. July crude oil, however, 102.20, is up $3.95. Continue to watch that crude oil because it's been the driver on the corn market at least, but also kind of on the beans too. The dollar index is higher, 99.43 on the June index. That's up 0.42. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.